97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, I have failed, Kim St. Ange. I just have to tell you that. I have been on this radio station for, 14 years now. and I've been preaching for all of that time that Facebook is not a news source. It's not a news source. It's not dependable information in many cases. You have to do your own research. But still, a recent poll has come out that shows a huge percentage of people still get a lot of their information that they base decisions on from social media. Wow. I mean, that's just, the numbers are pretty stunning. So among women consumers, 60% rely on Facebook, 60% say Snapchat, TikTok 62%, Nextdoor 64%, and men make up the greater shares on Reddit, Rumble, Truth Social, and YouTube.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening that many U.S. adults get their news that way. From YouTube and just places where you just can't guarantee that if the information is good, right? There, I had somebody on Facebook yesterday arguing to me, quoting a Wikipedia piece to try to argue facts with me on abortion. And I said to him, he's a former news anchor. I'm like, You've not really fallen so far that you're using Wikipedia as a news source when a 5-year-old could go on there and edit it.
That's true. I don't think, sadly, I don't know if people really even understand how that works.
No. All right. Looks like we've gotten our guest on the line here. Gary Frater is joining us right now. He is a social media guru. He's worked for a lot of really big name celebrities over the years doing this. And Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we probably got about 4 or 5 minutes here, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on how social media and news platforms are playing a role in 2024. It looks to me like more and more Americans are depending on things like Facebook and Snapchat to get information.
Yeah, and it's very, especially younger people, they go over to TikTok. And I think that what's going on now is the algorithms are basically feeding us what it is that we want to see and really confirming our own biases to the point that we're in our own echo chambers, right? And I think that that's something that maybe our grandparents didn't have to deal with when they would open up the newspaper and read the paper for 20 minutes and then put it away. You know, now we have we're constantly bombarded with breaking news stories and a lot of outlets wanting to be first. And that doesn't always necessarily mean that they're right.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do? I mean, is there any way as an individual you can control those algorithms if you want to get different information in your feed?
Yes, absolutely. It's stop engaging with things that you don't want to see. I mean, these algorithms know us better than we know ourselves, right? And so they basically feed us things that they know that we're going to react to and comment under. And so if you don't want to see either certain outlets or whatever certain information, certain type of content, then you have it's in your control. You just have to be disciplined.
But the problem is a lot of it's being censored. I mean, that has even come out. The Biden administration was censoring the information that we were able to see, even if we wanted to see it.
I mean, that is a very good point. That is a whole different thing in itself. I mean, that's why you have platforms like Rumble, for example, that are dedicated to free speech. They're so dedicated to free speech that they were actually banned in multiple countries like France and Russia and all these other countries. But I mean, yes, I do think it's, for whatever reason, I think I've seen a lot more conservative content now, and it seems to be better in the sense of censorship, but I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, you know, I did see a statistic on here that 33% of people say they still get their information from TV news, that number stayed fairly steady. So about a third of all people out there are still getting their information from television.
I would be interested to see how many of them have now also gotten it from social media. So I think before it was all TV, right?
Yeah. And
like you're saying, but now that number may have stayed the same. Like they didn't stop watching TV, but now they just added on social media to it, you know? And so now it's kind of a combination. I mean, it has to be. It has to be to a certain degree.
Very true. I tell you, Gary Frater, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wish I'd had a bit more time with him. We got to him a little late there. We were having trouble getting a hold of him. But that's Facebook is not a news source, ladies and gentlemen. Just let me tell you that. We're going to give you back into some. We're going to talk to AJ Rice. He's the president and CEO of Publius PR and the author of The White Privilege Album. Not The White Album, The White Privilege Album, bringing a racist harmony to very fine people on both sides. A little tongue-in-cheek there. We'll get to AJ when we get back here in just a minute.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Get more at 971talk.com.